The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5485, Baruch Hashem. The 26th of year, Toshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Here again, the Rebbe says, once again, after a long interruption, I got your letter, dated the 20th of Iyar, with the Redemption of Soul note that was enclosed therein, that will be read on an auspicious time, on the Holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the title here. And in this letter too, the Rebbe says, you don't write anything about your work in the holy, in the area of holiness, and also about spreading the wellsprings matters. You just write everything about details in the materialistic matters. So, while the Rebbe says it's understood that if materialistic things are not going so well, they may interfere, preoccupy the person from doing what he's supposed to in the service of Hashem, but yet the Rebbe said, at least partially, there needs to be moyach shalit al halev. The mind should dominate the heart, at least minimally, to leave enough space to be able to notify about spreading the wellsprings especially, and spreading Yiddishkeit in generally. The Rebbe basically is saying, what are you writing to me only about material things? Okay, you know, these material things may preoccupy you and confuse you and you can't look or say or see anything else, but you should have enough mind dominating your heart to leave a little space to be able to report about spreading the wellsprings, especially and sparing Yiddishkeit in general. And the Rebbe says, I pray, Yiratzen, that at least in the future you should conduct yourself with this good tradition. And the Rebbe says, may it be fulfilled by you, the promise of our sages of blessed memory. One who keeps the Torah, and for that matter, all Yiddishkeit, because the sages talk specifically about Torah, but the Rebbe says, same thing, all matter of Yiddishkeit. If you keep it while you are in a difficult situation, when you're poor, me'oini, while you're poor, either physically or spiritual, at the end, but you keep the Torah in those circumstances, soifel l'kaim b'moish, at the end, you will be able to fulfill it in wealth, having everything, physically and spiritually. The Rebbe praised him, you know, do keep the Torah even while things are difficult. And then our sages promises that you'll be able to keep the Torah in a way that it'll be wealthy and in plentiful. The Rebbe says, understood, I'm not here to give you mussar, to give you a rebuke, but I want to encourage you to serve Hashem with joy and gladness of heart. How do you joy Hashem? How do you proceed it by conducting yourself? Let your mind be over your heart. Don't let it totally confuse it. And then you'll be able to serve Hashem with simcha. And even though it's difficult now, you will enjoy great success in the future. Okay. So first the Rebbe tells him, why are you just writing about materialistic things? But now the Rebbe answers him about his materialistic things, his question. The Rebbe is not having a problem with him talking about the material things. The Rebbe says, why is there no mention about anything spiritual? Okay, material is material. But why not? And the Rebbe says, this that you write about your home, your living, this is very fitting that you are changing it for a more improved, a better one. And the Rebbe says, the fact that you find the difficulty that he wants to, I guess the Kfar Chabad, he lived in Kfar Chabad, and the people over there were making it difficult for him to give the house for somebody who wants to pay full price. And I guess they had some sort of a, so apparently the people of the Kfar Chabad, the board, they were giving him, and he wanted to sell it. So the Rebbe said, you should present your case once again in front of the committee of the Kfar with the reasonings and the rationalization that you write to me. And if still they will not want to do this as an exception of the case, in order not to breach the fence, I guess there is some sort of the rules, they didn't want to make any exceptions, because, so the Rebbe says, show this letter to Rav Chosid Rav Avrom Sheyichye Paris, and he will give you a free loan of 150, what it means here, it's 150 liras, Israeli liras, because there was different, I guess, the currency. So this is liras, Israeli liras. And the Rebbe says, with payment of 5 lira per month, give him 150 lira to pay it out, 5 liras per month. Because he needs the money, I guess, for the other house. The main thing is, you should move your home to this new home. It should be in a good and auspicious time. And the Rebbe says, with blessings and using the language of the Rav, which is my father-in-law, to receive the Torah, Besimcha Pnimius, and the Rebbe's signature. So he was first got a little bit of a, set him straight. Don't be all involved in the materialism, but report about your spiritual, your activities as well for Yiddishkeit and Hasidus. And the Rebbe says, good idea to move. If they're making you the difficulties, in the worst instance, try to present again. And if they don't want to make any exception, then go to Rabbi Paris and get a loan, and you'll pay for it. And it's interesting that the Rebbe, on top of everything the Rebbe had to do, he also had to be an arbitrator between the people of Kfar Chabad and him. You know, they didn't want. So who do they write to? Instead of saying, write to the Rebbe. Rebbe, get involved, you know. There it is, you know. So, but the Rebbe did it all for everyone.